More FM, Taranaki's Breakfast Club, Ken and Anna. It is 7:37.
So we've got in studio now one of our local legends, Graham Walker. We've just spent the last 10 minutes getting to know Graham, and he's the man who is doing the bangers to bluff with an old banger car. So morning, Graham.
Good morning, Anna.
Well, it's hardly an old banger, though, is it? It's a Volkswagen Golf, mate. You're like a teenager.
Yeah. It's 20-plus years old, though.
Yeah. Was it 2001?
It is, yeah. Yes.
Now, you're doing this. It's part of a big fundraiser for Multiple Sclerosis New Zealand, and you have multiple sclerosis yourself. So for those of us who are listening and kind of go, yeah, I've heard about multiple sclerosis, but what exactly is it?
It's a neurological disease, and it affects the central nervous system, so that's the brain and the spine, and it affects everybody different. And there's about 4,300 people in New Zealand with it, but when I say 4,300 people, that's 4,300 families.
Yeah,
because
true.
I mean, although, touch wood, I'm the only one in my family with it, my family has to deal with it as well, of course.
Yeah. Is it a genetic thing? Like, can you...
Tiny proportion of it is genetic, something like a 5% heritability. Yeah, there's the odd occasion when somebody has it and one of the offspring has it. Yeah.
Mm.
And so what does it mean for those who have MS over time?
It depends what sort they have. Some people manage to live their entire lives with it and only have basically one attack of it. 80% of people have relapsing remitting MS, which it comes on and they get a lot of treatment and drugs, and they mostly come right, and then slowly it comes back again, and that's the relapsing remitting bit. 20% of us have primary progressive, which is what I've got, which is just, it's supposed to just get worse and worse. Up until recently, there were something like 6 or 7 drugs for relapsing remitting and no drugs for primary progressive. But luckily, since my diagnosis, there is a drug for primary progressive, and I'm really lucky that I got onto that drug.
So as it presents for you now, you've had it for 11 years now, and one side of your body is a little bit more difficult to control?
That's right, yeah. Dexterity and my walking is not as flash as it might be. But really interestingly, that I discovered something called neuroplasticity, which means basically that your brain changes itself. The more exercise you do, as everybody knows, use it or lose it, and that really applies to people with MS.
Could you ride your bike almost every day?
That's right, I do. Luckily, I knew exercise before my diagnosis, and so I was a competitive cyclist in my youth, and I did quite a bit of running, and so when I was diagnosed, I was really keen to carry on cycling and running. Well, I couldn't run, but I can cycle, so that's my exercise and my medicine.
And so, yeah, well, that gets us on to the cycling. So, in fact, we're going to find out more about the cycling and the Bangers to Bluff car rally and how Graham is kind of combining the two. We'll find out more about that and how you can help him on his way. That's after Cyril at Moore. More FM, Taranaki's Breakfast Club, Ken and Anna. It is 7:45.
So we're spending a bit of time getting to know Graham Walker. We just talked to him before about his diagnosis with MS and his journey through that. Graham, I mean, you're now the president of MS Taranaki, so you've got quite a good grasp of it all.
Yes, it's been an interesting journey. I was always keen to help other people in all sorts of different walks of life prior to my diagnosis. And when I was diagnosed, My daughter, who is actually a research scientist in the health field, she said, "Dad, get in touch with the MS Society." And I said, "Is there such a thing?" And yep, so away we went.
Next thing you know, you're the president.
And so, and speaking of journeys, this Bangers to Bluff, it goes from basically from Auckland to Bluff in the car that you bought for $1,500, a 2001 Volkswagen Golf. But you put your bike on the back.
Yes, yeah. The,
why?
The reason that the bike is there is... awareness is a huge thing for MS, and it's not just for Tom, Dick and Harry in the street. It's also for people who've got MS, that there are so many different techniques that can be used to manage the condition, and one of those techniques is exercise. And for people to see that, hey, look, that Graham Walker, he's got MS, but he can still cycle, is quite amazing. And the more that I can do that and show that, the more people, exercise is medicine.
So your plan is to start each day of the rally biking a section and, until you can't, and until you stop, and then they
pick
you up.
As long as it ain't directly uphill and it ain't blowing a gale and not raining. If those are conditions, I'll probably go in the car that day.
Yeah, fair enough. Are you riding an electric bike?
Oh, that'll be the story. I've never ridden an electric bike. No. But I mean, the day will come, I guess, when I will. I don't decry electric bikes. They get people out and about. So
they're
a really
course.
Good thing
yeah,
to
but
do.
You're
yeah.
a machine, yeah. not riding one.
All right, so you reckon you could be doing maybe 30, 40, 50 k's a day on your bike?
Yes.
What a legend.
I know, this is amazing. So
easy if it's downhill, man.
Yeah.
Gravity's my friend.
Don't need electric then. So, Graham, this is his third year doing it, and so it's a... The overall benefactor will be MS.
Yeah, but there is a lot of, like, there's an entry fee and there's other costs and sponsorship you need and things like that.
Yeah. Let me explain that. The story is that the rally is owned by the Half Moon Bay Rotary Club up in Auckland, and it's their event. And they, about 4 years ago, nominated MS as one of their masthead charities. And so to support the Rotary guys, the MSNZ, the national body for MS, entered a vehicle and a team. And so that's why, and this will be the third year that we've actually done that. And they're an amazing bunch of guys and in the Rotary Club, and they organise where we go. It's on roads less travel. They organise accommodation. They organise all sorts of things. And then, but we have to, so my idea, well, our idea with MSNZ is to try to raise funds to make sure that the cost is cost neutral to MSNZ.
Right. Oh, yeah, fair enough. Okay. Yep. All right. So we need to see if we can get some funds together for this inspirational local Graham. So if you text BANGERS to 559, that will bounce you back a link directly to the fundraising page.
Yeah,
and the one for Graham.
Yeah, if you could, that would be absolutely amazing, because Graham, you're an absolute legend. I mean,
inspirational.
Been in the studio for maybe about 20 minutes, and man, we've learned a lot, and yeah, you are an inspiration. So
can we say stood the entire time?
Yeah, good on
didn't
you, mate.
Didn't want to fuss.
Go well on that rally and the bike riding and everything, and yeah, we look forward to catching up with you when you get back.
Look, thank you very much, guys. It's really great to get the opportunity to put a bit of awareness out for MS, and thank you very much.
Happy to, man. That's awesome.